This is a non-profit, fan-made review. Star Wars is owned by Disney, but Splinter of the Mind's Eye was written by Alan Dean Foster. Since their purchase of Star Wars, Disney has failed to provide Mr. Foster with any royalties stemming from their continued sales of his work. If you wish to assist Mr. Foster and other authors Disney is failing to pay, please visit the site in the description to see what you can do to help. Splinter of the Mind's Eye. Chapter 5. Captain Supervisor Gremmel continues to interrogate Luke about the crystal shard. Luke does a quick check to make sure that Gremmel is not Force-sensitive. As the Stormtrooper Sergeant goes to grab Leia, she, if the description is correct, performs a jujitsu move known as Sotogama, and sends the trooper flying to the floor. She and Luke try to run, but the door is locked to all but Gremmel and his staff. The sergeant makes to torture Leia, so Luke relents and hands over the crystal shard. Luke claims that he thought it looked pretty, so he stole it. Gremmel confiscates the crystal. Gremmel states that he will then hold both Luke and Leia in lockup until he can run a full background check on them, including retinal scans and facial recognition software, to check and see if they are indeed the petty criminals from Circa Porus 4, as they claim. When the sergeant asks what cell Gremmel wants them in, Gremmel directs them to the maximum security holding pen. The sergeant balks at this, stating that there are already two dangerous creatures in there who have hospitalized three men. Leia protests, but several stormtroopers enter and lead Luke and Leia away. Once they leave, Gremmel calls in his hooded informant to ask about the crystal, but the hooded figure, known as Bot, gives only silent nods or shakes of his head. Gremmel speaks to a silent agent for a bit before deciding that he needs to report this to a higher authority. He then accesses a holonet transceiver to contact Governor Bin Isadi on Jindyne. Bin proves to be an even larger man than Gremmel, with several chins that hang over his throat, as well as greasy black hair with a dyed orange spiral on top. Isadi acts much as I relayed in our Mimban campaign, too busy to deal with trivialities, and threatening to end Gremmel for interrupting his work. The governor is interested, however, when Gremmel shows him the glowing crystal, and even more interested in Gremmel's description of Leia. This description matches with Imperial records of a rebel agent soon scheduled to meet on Circa Porus 4. Governor Isadi orders Gremmel to send a picture of the prisoners immediately. Gremmel takes out his recording rod, locates a picture of Luke and Leia, and holds it up to the transceiver. Much like a modern smartphone, it automatically turns from landscape to portrait when Gremmel turns it. Isadi seems satisfied with the picture and orders Gremmel to ensure that neither of them is harmed until further notice. Gremmel asks who they are, and the governor rebukes him for asking such questions, but promises him several rank promotions if he does a good job. Governor Isadi then muses on one party who will find news of this particularly interesting, then cuts the feed before Gremmel can ask any more questions. The chapter ends with Gremmel discussing with Bot that this looks very good for them, but they must be careful in going forward. This concludes my review of this chapter. I plan on releasing a chapter review every other week. Please like and subscribe and feel free to listen to all of my other videos. I've published an entire Mimban campaign, as well as a censored version for the kids.